Over 5 million people play football in the USA, and here to bring it to you in the raw, uncut, unadulterated is the undisputed number one sports show in Atlanta and abroad. 100 yards of football, live from headquarters. It's more than a game, more than a show. It's where football blends culture, economics, and society. Tap in, tune in, and lock in to 100 yards of football now.
We're finally here. The top teams in college basketball have been determined, and the Final Four is set. Looking to wager on these games or the national championship? Head over to betonline.ag on your desktop or your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. Just use our promo code BELIEVE to get started. BetOnline remains your number one spot for all updated odds and info, along with player props and new contests throughout the year. It's the best source for all of your sporting wagering needs, including live betting and everyone's favorite Vegas casino and poker games. It's super easy to get started, so join today. Learn why everyone is saying BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to wager on sports. BetOnline, where the game starts.
Welcome to 100 Yards Football. It's my NFL legend video this morning. Walter Payton, Jackson State University, the Chicago Bears. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. I'm Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. And if you like the video today, I surely appreciate it here at 100 Yards of Football. Walter Payton. It's not much that you can say about a football player than this young man here. Walter Payton is my father's favorite football player of all time. Mr. Chester Turner, who's still living in Memphis, Tennessee at 84 years old. And I'm very blessed to have my father still living that I can rely on for information and rely on wisdom. And he raised me to be an outstanding, outstanding gentleman. I'm so proud of him and I'm very honored that he's my father. Well, Walter Payton, make no bones about it, was his favorite player. And on November the 1st, 1999, Walter Payton went to glory. And it was one of the most saddest days of my life. Because when you talk about individuals, you talk about football players, you just talk about human beings in general. Walter Payton is at the top of the list. In my mind, the greatest football player that ever came out of the state of Mississippi, out of Columbia. And I always told you something in the water in the state of Mississippi, a state that's had a lot of tarnished history. But you look at the people that came out of Elvis Presley, James Earl Jones, Oprah Winfrey, Sam Cooke, Jerry Rice, William Faulkner, Conway Twitty, Morgan Freeman, Steve McNair, Muddy Waters, B.B. King, Jimmy Buffett. Walter Payton is right there at the top of the list. And before I get into Walter Payton's football awards and achievements, he's one of the few athletes that I have at the top of my list that I totally admired, loved, and really want to meet. I put him in the same realm as the young man out of Louisville, Kentucky, Muhammad Ali, or the two track stars at the 68 Olympics in Mexico City, John Carlos and Tommy Smith. And then the 1966 Texas El Paso basketball team that won the national championship with an all-starting five African-Americans, David Lattin, Willie Lunsley, Bobby Joe Hill, and coached by the great Don Haskins. That's where I put Walter Payton at. And I remember my first real memory of knowing about Walter Payton. I was in the seventh grade in 1972 at Longview Junior High in South Memphis. And I had a friend named Clint. And Clint had an uncle that was on the coaching staff at Lane College down there in Jackson, Tennessee. And I remember Clint came back that day on that following Monday in the last of September. And you know how kids got around at the back of the field. We on the track doing recess. And he said, ooh, we. I just wanted to see Jackson State play Lane College. And man, I saw this running back from Jackson State. He had 7 touchdowns in the game. He had 279 yards. And we said, man, get out of here. He said, I want y'all to remember his name. His name is Walter Payton. So on that day, September 23rd, 1972, me as a 12-year-old, I knew about Walter Payton. And I never forgot that name. Then I did my research, and I started looking at Jackson State a little more serious, because one of my favorite players, Len Bonney, right now, was doing this thing with the Detroit Lions, so he was out of Jackson State. Then I looked at Walter Payton, that team he was on at Jackson State, who's part of that team he was on, Robert Bazile, NFL Hall of Famer, Jackie Slater, Hall of Famer, LA Rams, Ricky Young, Vernon Perry, Jerome Barkham. Those his teammates when Walter Payton played at Jackson State. And then he gets drafted by the Chicago Bears in 1975, 4th overall. And I remember what the league said and what some of the GM said about Walter Payton. Why would the Bears take a running back that played a lesser competition? But when you look at the Chicago Bears running back history, everybody wants to talk about Gale Sayers. And they talk about Willie Gallimore. But make no bones about it, Walter Payton is the best running back in Chicago Bears history. And still some people say maybe the best to ever lace them up. Then you think about Walter coming out of Jackson State. And you think about all these great running backs, like Barry Sanders, Oklahoma State, Emmitt Smith, the University of Florida, Gale Sayers, Kansas, Terrell Davis, Georgia, Marcus Allen, USC, Eric Dickerson, SMU, Earl Campbell, Texas. But right now, Deion Sanders, as you being the head coach of Jackson State, when you open the season or when I hear you on TV, it's no doubt you've done a lot of things for Jackson State University, but what you should do before you open your mouth and talk about how great you love coaching there, you should mention this young man on the screen right there, Walter Payton, the greatest Bear ever. I'm sorry if I'm getting emotional, but people don't know that Walter Payton has touched a lot of people's hearts in the state of Mississippi and throughout the South. And where I'm from, Memphis, Tennessee. But the thing about Walter Payton, and then I'm going to throw Herschel Walker in the University of Georgia, Jim Brown, Syracuse, and O.J. Simpson, USC. See, all of them went to the Power Five schools. Walter Payton went to Jackson State. Think about that. Think about this young man who finished his career as an all-time leading rusher, 16,000 yards, averaged 4.4 yards a carry, 110 touchdowns, and then think about the skill set, initial quickness, A+, the vision, A+, the run instincts, A+, the inside running, A+, the looseness, A+, yards after contact, A+. He was a hell of a blocker. High level, A+. His hands, he threw, I think, 8 touchdowns in his NFL career, A+. And the football intelligence, A+. And he had that famous move, the stuttering high step. But the thing about him, his motto, never die easily. Never die easy. And then I'm going to tell you how special he was. Let's go to his first 4 years in the league. 1975, 679 yards, 7 touchdowns. Chicago went 4-10 that year under Jack Pardee. The next year, they went 7-7. In 1976, he had 1,390 yards and 13 touchdowns. But his quarterback, Bob Avellini, out of Maryland University, listen to this stat. He only threw for 8 touchdowns and 15 interceptions. Then in 1977, when the Bears went 9-5 under Jack Pardee, Bob Avellini, the quarterback, his stats, 11 touchdowns, 18 interceptions for Walter Payton, Player of the Year, 1,852 yards and 14 touchdowns. Then in 1978, under Neil Armstrong, the Bears went 7-9. Bob Avellini, 5 touchdowns, 16 INTs. Walter Payton had 1,395 yards that year and 11 touchdowns. Hands down, that's the argument you can make of him being one of the best that ever done it. When you compare him to Barry Sanders, you compare him to Emmitt Smith, even compare him to Gary Sayers, Eric Dickerson, Marcus Allen, Terrell Davis, Jim Brown, O.J. Simpson, all those teams they played for professionally, they at least had other players and other people on offense that make it happen. But that right there, that's what to me separates Walter Payton from everybody else, his first 4 league years in the league. And he wasn't nothing but the Chicago Bears. And then, me being a senior at Southside High School, 17 years old, November the 20th, Sweetness, setting the NFL single game rushing record that day with 275 yards versus the Minnesota Vikings with a 101 degree fever. I was so happy that he finally won his Super Bowl in 1985 with that great Bears team that had the greatest defense of all time. But to be honest, Mike Ditka, you should be ashamed of yourself because Walter Payton just scored a touchdown that game. 9-time Pro Bowler, Pro Football Hall of Fame 1993, the greatest football player ever out of the state of Mississippi. And what he left on the league is never going to be another, I want to say, individual that's going to come with pride, honor, respectability. And when you hear his name and you see him, your heart drops. That's why on November the 1st, 1999, it was hard for me to handle. And as Dan Hampton said at his funeral, a guy that I saw up close and personal as a true freshman at the University of Arkansas in 1978, that day at the funeral at Soldier Field, Dan Hampton said he hoped that he can live long enough that he could tell his grandkids and his great-grandkids how special this guy was and how great a football player that Walter Payton was to the city of Chicago and the Chicago Bears. And I'm going to tell you to all you HBCU people out there from Florida A&M, to Southern University, to Morgan State, to Alcorn State, to Mississippi Valley, to Tennessee State, to even Grambling, North Carolina A&T, North Carolina Central, Bethune-Cookman, all you black schools out there, I hope after you watching my video today that you realize how special and how great this man was in the National Football League, the college football, and coming out of a small town of Columbia, Mississippi. And when he came out of high school, he did not have one offer from any SEC school. The only outside the HBCUs, the only Power Five school that offered him a scholarship was Kansas State University. I know a lot of people want to talk about Gary Sayers as the greatest running back in Chicago Bears history. But man, there's no way Gary Sayers can even carry Walter Payton's jockstrap. I'm sorry. And I want to say as my final words is that I'm so grateful and so honored to do a video on this great football player and what he's meant to me following the great game of football from a high school level to a college level to an NFL level. We should give Walter Payton his flowers, man. He was special. And my father's favorite football player. So kudos to my dad down in Memphis, Tennessee, who I love dearly, Mr. Chester Turner. It was an honor today to do Walter Payton here on 100 Yards of Football. And I'm going to say this. I'm so honored. I don't have much, but it's an honor to do a video and have it on social media. And I want to give special thanks to my producer, Logan Landers, for making it happen this morning. And for my man who believed in me and 2 years ago, as we sat on the steps of the Atlanta Voice, Mr. Jeremiah Long, we're doing some special things over here at 100 Yards of Football. And to our NFL guy who's taking a chance on us, a 12-year veteran who played with the Atlanta Falcons, made it happen in Florida State in the late 70s. And two other great people that's been outstanding in my life, who's really, really been behind me, have given me great, great advice over the last few years in doing this. Mr. Mark Denham, out of Lufkin, Texas, thank you for your encouragement, for your knowledge, and your truthfulness. And I'm going to say this before I get off here today. I'm very thankful. I don't have a brother. I have three beautiful sisters. Stephanie that lives in Memphis, Tennessee. Rhonda that's in Nashville, Tennessee. And Bridget that's in New Orleans, Louisiana. And I always wanted a brother, but that wasn't in the plans. But I tell you, the gentleman that's put everything behind me, and it's funny, he's out of Brooklyn, New York, Boys and Girls High School, same high school as Dwayne Pearl Washington. I want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart and much love and believing in me, Mr. Ronald Keebler. We know him as Ronnie Keebler. Thank you. So if you like the video today, please come in and share it. There's only one word I got to say about Walter Payton, man. It's like my band, Lakeside, lead singer Mark Wood, Walter Payton, you was all the way live at Jackson State and with the Chicago Bears. You're the greatest Chicago Bear ever in my heart and in my soul.
Before we end our show today, we'd like to mention one more time, this show is presented by Bet Online.
So if you like the video, please come in and share it. It's been an honor. It's been a pleasure. I'm Mr. Football Vincent Turner. Y'all be blessed.
What is your favorite moment from football history? What teams and players are you cheering on? And who will win it all? We want to hear from you, our listeners. Head over to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio's Instagram, Facebook, YouTube, or Twitch and leave us a comment. We might use your suggestion in an upcoming episode. tune in daily to the podcast, and watch our show live every week. We are 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio on the Believe Podcast Network.